Yishma Yisroi Koyei Midian Choysei Moshe. Yisroi, the priest of Midian, the minister of Midian, the father-in-law of Moshe, heard he's called Sharosa Lekim, the Moshe of Yisroel Amai. Everything that Elikim did to Moshe and Yisroel, his people, Yehoisi Hashem as Yisroel mi Mitzrayim. Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi brings over here a Chazal. Mashmu Hashem Ubar. What news did he hear that made him come? Kriyas Yamsuf Umulchemes Amalek. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf, and he heard about Mulchemes Amalek. Actually, these are two different shitas that are brought down in the Gemara Zvach and Gavkufta Zayin. One Mandomer says he heard Kriyas Yamsuf, and the other Mandomer says he heard about Mulchemes Amalek. But the Emes says there's a third shita over there. There's a third shita brought down in the Gemara Zvachim. That is the shita of Rav Elazar HaMadai. Rav Elazar HaMadai says, Rav Elazar HaMadai Omer, Matan Torah Shama. He heard about Matan Torah, that's what made him come. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, so he asks a question, what's the shita of Rav Elazar HaMadai? Why does he say that the Dafka Matan Torah was the thing that made Yisrael come? There were many things that happened before Matan Torah. As for Makkos, with Kriyas Yamsuf, and Takim Lechemes Hamolek, and the Mon, there were plenty of things before Matan Torah, so why does Rav Elazar HaMadai say that it was Matan Torah that made him come? So Dr. Rav Moshe, that before Matan Torah, Yisrael did not hear the true implications of what the Nisim were all about. Yisrael was used to Upper Koiches, Kishiv, Avodah Zarah, he was used to that. So look at Chil, he was Torah, like Geimer Taylor, it could be it was Kishiv, it could be it was Mikra. I once read an article, a scientific article, about the 10 Makas of the Kriyas Yamsuf, that there was cosmic dust in the air, and there was winds, and it made, you know, whatever, a whole scientific explanation. So Yisroel looked at it, Mitzad. It was a higher form of Kishiv that outdid the Kishiv of the Mitzrayim. Or could be it was Taylor B'Mikra. But the true implications of what the Makas represented, that he didn't see. Yeah, it was another form of Kishav, which is stronger than the Kishav of Mitzrayim. Fine. When it came, Maimah Har Sinai, it came out in Torah, and there was impossible to deny that there was a Bayre Yoylam. Bayre Hashem Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on Har Sinai. The voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal say, was heard in Misayfa Oylam Ba'at Sayfai. So then he saw the Mafreya, that everything that happened until now was also something from a higher force. It wasn't just forces of nature. It wasn't just a stronger force of Kishir that outdid Mitzrayim. This was something in a different league. This was something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einoi Mulvadoi. So Matan Torah was really Mechiach and everything else as well. Until Matan Torah, you could be totally different than Yonim in the Bria itself. Kishir, other forces in the Bria. Once Maimon Har Sinai came about, Vayevet Hashem al Har Sinai, and the whole world took on a different surah. And it even had a Roshim on the Goy, which is why, you know, everything was, every Dibur was split into 70 Lashonis, and the voice was written beside Vayevet, that had a Roshim on the Goy. See, Yisrael was makir, that all of this that happened was from a different force. The world is a different world, and that's what made him come. The emphasis, not to mention over here what the Brisker Rav says, that we know that we're masker Yitzias Mitzrayim in the third parsha of Kriyishma. Now, there's many psukim that speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why dafke do we have to say it together with Kriyishma? Like, why dafke together with Kriyishma? So Rizkarov says, because the Iker Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Hashem Echad Shema Yechad. That was the Iker Tachlis. It wasn't Stam Nisim, the Floyds, things that are out of the ordinary. The Iker Tachlis is to back of the Dibur of Bayre Yayim. So when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, one of the parshas that we say together with that is the parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to be makir the Zabayri Yoylam, and Yisrael was first makir that by Maimon Har Sinai. Until then, it was a makom litais. Pasuk goes on to say, "Vayichad Yisrael al kol hatayva asher osa Hashem Yisrael liYisrael." And Yisrael was happy for all the good that Hashem did for Yisrael, that he saved Yisrael from the hands of Mitzrayim. So there's an interesting Sipurna over here. Sipurna says as follows. Yisroel was not happy about the destruction of Mitzrayim the way he should have been. A real tzaddik, a true tzaddik, when he sees Hashem taking the kumah against those that fight him, he has true simcha. Yisrael was sameach al teivosim shel Yisrael, like someone that has rachmanis on people that are oppressed, and the oppressed were saved from the hands of the oppressor. That was his simcha. It says, "Vayichad Yisrael al chol ha'teiva, asher asa Hashem liYisrael." That was his simcha. Happy for the underdog. Until now, Klal Yisrael were the near dafim. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He took the come against the right thing. But he didn't have the proper simcha for the fact that Hashem destroyed the Mitzrayim that fought against them. That's what he says. L'yisomach al avadim Mitzrayim koroi l'mekana l'chvayt koinoi k'inin yismach tzadik k'ichozen okam. The tzadik is happy when he sees the come against those that fight against Hashem. He was happy for the Teivosim of Shul Yisrael, like someone that has Rachmanis. So what's the pshat? Like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with being happy that the oppressed were saved from their oppressor? Wouldn't you think that that's more important than to come against the Rishon? The Iker is the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. Well, it sounds like from the Sipurna that there was a tfiyah against Yisrael. He didn't have that simcha like someone that takes the Kama against people that are Rishon. The Iker was that the Yidden were saved from their oppressors. Isn't that clear, the Iker? Shavali Yemeh Ablach Zatzal says, I'm saying it in different words, but this is the insight that he says. It's very easy to be merachin on someone that's oppressed. That brings out our natural rachmanis. We always feel for the person that's oppressed. And when he's saved, okay, so we're merachin. And we feel happy, Baruch Hashem, his Torah is over with. But to say that we're happy when people get killed, you know, Abba, there's a tendency in a person, he has rachmanis, like never people got killed. But if it's Rishon, Rabbi Yemeir says that's not Das Torah. Das Torah says that when Rishon get killed, a person has to be just as happy, or maybe even happier. Because if Rishon, they were marshi against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Chilul Hashem, and they're rebelling against the Bairi Olam, the Ikra Tachlis of the Bria is to be Makadosh Shem Shamayim, and that the world should run with the Rotsin of the Bairi. So if a person doesn't really feel good when the Rishis is taken away, so then it's a chesaron in his understanding of what Chilul Hashem is. It's a chesaron in his understanding and feeling mit with the Tzara of the Shechina. And that Vayistoyis lacks in the Amun and the Gabbazon. That's what the Sipurna is saying over here. He says, Vayichad Yisrael HaKol HaTayva Asher Osa Hashem LiYisrael. His simcha was that Klal Yisrael was saved from their oppressors. But the fact that there was a Kiddush Shem Shamayim, he couldn't bring himself to be happy with that. Why? Because Lamaisa people were suffering. Lamaisa Goyim died. And Rashi brings down over here, Vayichad Yisrael Nasa B'sori Chidudim. Because Lamaisa Goyim got killed, he felt bit. If he would have been on the proper Madrega to the Her, the pain of the Shechina with this Chilul Hashem, and how the Tachlis of the Bria is being defiled, then he would have been Sameach at that Chelik also. But the Torah only says, Vayichad Yisrael al kol ha'tayv ha'shos ha'shem li'Yisrael. But the other Chelik, that the Mitzrayim were killed for the sake of Kiddushim Shemayim, that there's an Akama against Rishis, that Yisrael was not yet able to feel. So Vart on this from the Risk of Rav as well. Famous Vart. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Haloi, the Lash of the Buzzing, Haloi Misanecha Hashem Esma. For indeed, those that hate you, Hashem, I hate. Uvizkremimecha eskaitot, those that rise up against you, I will quarrel with. Tachlis sinna sinasim, with the utmost highest madrega of sin and hatred, I hate them. And the David HaMelech adds, lo oivim hoyim li, they were my enemies. So the Brisker Rabbi asks, he just said, those that hate you, Hashem, I hate. Those that rise up against you, I quarrel against them. Tachlis sinas and asim, I hate them. Mamish, the ultimate of. So what is he adding with la'oyvim ha'yuli? What are those words adding? So Dr. Biskarov, sometimes you see Rishon that they do bad. So you loathe them. How can they be so terrible? How can they be so despicable? But they're still not your personal enemies. You hate them because they're doing bad. Let's say a person insults your father and mother, then you mamish hate them. The tachlis asin, even though it wasn't mamish to me, it is like it's to me, my father and mother, my parents. Right? Then they become mamish your enemy. So that's what David HaMelech is adding with Lo'ayva Mayuli. Mesanecha Hashem Esna, etc., etc., etc. But it's not stop a sinner like from the Vitans. Lo'ayva Mayuli, they are mamish my enemies, as if they reared me young. That's what David HaMelech says. And Yisroel was lacking in that. Words, he wasn't yet on the full madrega of being a Yid. Vayichad Yisroel, he was happy. But the Emesdik Tzadik that understands what Chilul Hashem is, and that the tachlis of the Bria is being Mechul, right? By them it's Lo'ivim Hoyuli. Havi Hashem Sinu Ra. They hate Ra, the tachlis of Sinu. And when they see that it's destroyed, by them it's a Gevaldi Gezach. Yisrei said, Vayomer Yisrei, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem, Miad Mitzrayim, Miad Pari. I told you that, and now I know, Ki Godel Hashem, Yikol Elohim, Hashem is greater than any God, Yikol Elohim, Ki Badover Asher Zodu Aleihem. For the very thing that they conspired against the Yidden, they themselves were destroyed. They conspired against the Yidden to throw them into the water, and the Mitzrayim themselves were destroyed with that. In the words of Asher Zodu Aleihem, Rashi says the Pshat comes from Zodu Lashon Mezid, Rishis. With the things that they did Rishis against the Bnei Yisrael, they themselves were judged. But Targum Onkel is Taishan Asher Zodu from a Lashon of the Chashivu, that they plotted, that they were thinking. So he Taishan the Onkel. So the Brisker Rebbe over here says a beautiful pshat to the Unkelus. The things that they fought against Klal Yisrael. Alpia Ma'isa Shahai. There was a Russian official, Ritzel Petterberger, very often had to go to the Beis HaMalchus in St. Petersburg. They had to plead on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So once he was talking to a Russian minister, the minister asked him, you know, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, he says, Halleluah Hashem kol goyim, shavuchu kol ha'umim, ki gover oleinu chasdei. Praise Hashem, all the nations of the world. Why? Ki gover oleinu chasdei, because Hashem has strengthened his chesed on Klal Yisrael. He says, why should we, the nations of the world, praise Hashem just because he does chesed to Klal Yisrael? Does that make sense? So Mitzvah Petterberg answered him. He says, only you goyim know how many nisnat to Klal Yisrael the Emes. Klal Yisrael is not always aware what went on behind the scenes, how much the Goyim plotted against them, and how many times the plots were foiled. They're not even aware of that. You Goyim know better than anybody else how many times you got together and you had all kinds of plans, and all kinds of zachim, and how Hashem foiled your plans. So you're really the only ones that could be makir, the godless of the Bayrei Yalom. Halleluah Hashem kol Goyim, Shabbahu kol Umim. Because you're the ones that planned behind the scenes. You're aware of all of your mashavas. And you're aware of all of those failed plans. Rabbis, mashavas, b'levish, v'tzatz Hashem yisakum. So you know better than anybody else the greatness of Hashem. Halleluah Hashem kol goyim, ki gover aleinu chasdei. That's a ma'aseh shahai. Furthermore, Chazal say, there were three people involved in the Eitzah of Hava Nishakim. It was Yisroel, Bilam, and Eiv. They came up with the plot, and Yisrael ran away. He didn't want to be part of the plot. Eiv was quiet. Yisrael ran away. Bilam was the one that came up with the plot. And we also know that Machshavah Roah by Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzar for the Maisa. Not by Yid, but by Goyim, Machshavah Roah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back for a Machshavah Roah. So Yisrael said, I know better than anybody else what went on behind the scenes. I was there b'shas the plot. I was one of the Gibel Hayim Oysa Eitzim. And now I see that Eitzim that they had, Badover Hashem Zodim Aleim, the things that they were thinking about, the things that they were plotting, for that Guf HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back. I know that better than anybody else, because I was there. The Yidden weren't even aware of that. They weren't there. B'shas Ma'isa, B'shas the planning. But Yisrael was there, B'shas Ma'isa. That's what the Unkulah says. Ki Badover Hashem Zodim Aleim, I was there when they were plotting this, when they had the machshavah. I know what they were thinking. Not everybody knew that. I was there. Hashem Zichur knew, and Hashem paid them back for their machshavah, for the planning alone. Hashem paid them back.
He paid them back exactly the way they wanted to do it. But that which they thought and they plotted against Klal Yisrael, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back. Yisrael gives his answer to Moshe, Novel Tibor, if you're going to sit, be Biker about an era, you're going to sit and judge all of Klal Yisrael. You're going to get worn out. It's a tikkun for Klal Yisrael as well. And he gave him the answer of Sari Asara, Sari Chamishim, and so on. You should have other judges to help you out. And they should teach Klal Yisrael the ways of Derech HaShayel Huba. And if you do that, everything will be fine. The Gam Kol Ha'am Hazeh, and this entire nation, Al Mekoymoy Yovoy B'Shalim, will come to its place B'Shalim in peace. So the Chafetz Chaim asks a very interesting question. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Samach Daled Amud Aleph, Hanifta Mechaveiro, if somebody says goodbye to his friend, he shouldn't say Leich Bishalim. He should say Leich Lishalim. Why? Because Yisroi in Parsha Shemois told Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich Lishalim. And Moshe Rabbeinu went and he was Masliach. And David HaMelech on the other hand said to Avsholim, Leich Bishalim. And he ended up going and he ended up getting hung. So obviously Bishalim is not a good thing to say. It says Hanifta Mechaveiro. You say Leich Bisholim, Shenema Vato Tove Alavisecho Bisholim. That's said to a nifter, but it's not said to a chai. Why does it say over here, Yisrael himself, from whom we learn out, Leich Lisholim, and here he says, V'gam Kol Hamazer Al Mekoymoy Yovoy Bisholim. Why is that a proper lashon to be used over here? Zog the Chofetz Chaim. Yisrael just gave Moshe Rabbeinu an Eitzah to appoint Dayanim. They should paskin a righteous din. And with that, they're going to save Sidon and Gzolan from having money stolen from them. But just as important, he's going to save those that have money, Shalai Kedin. He's going to save them from having somebody else's money in their Rishus, which is a terrible, terrible thing. He says, it's a Dabri Yodua, it's a Zayar in the beginning of next week's Parashat, Parashat Mishpatim. The Zayar HaKadosh says, if somebody has money of somebody else in his reshus, Shalai Kedin, he is often forced to come back in a different Gilgul and to pay it back at a different time. So he says, Ay Bazoi, that's the pshat over here of the Pasik. Yisrael was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, if you have Dayanim, the Dayanim are going to give back, make sure all the money gets back to the Nigzalim. And they're going to make sure that there's no Gazlanim. They don't have Mamish Shalai Kedin in their reshus. Ay Bazoi. When they meet their final resting place and they go to the Olam HaEmes, it'll taka be in a full sholem. They're not going to have to come back again. That's why it says b'sholem is taka talking about the final resting place. They're not going to have to come back in the Gilgul to give back that money. It's a pachad de gevorot. It's rather you do it the kemaisa, the hamlet of Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner had a talmud learning in the yeshiva and never got sick. He had to go home. He couldn't be treated in the yeshiva. And he couldn't go home alone. So Reb Chaim sent along two talmidim to be malavim on the way home. And on the way home, they stopped off at an inn. And he didn't have enough money to pay. He was missing a couple of pennies from when he had to pay the Balas Achsanya. So the two friends said, we'll take care of it already. Don't worry. Meisim, the fellow ended up going home. He was nifter. A while later, Chaim Volozhiner, he used to come to the yeshiva at all times of the day, at night. There was always people learning. So he once comes to the yeshiva in the middle of the night to see what's tutzach. And who's standing there in the hall? This bacha that was nifter. So Chaim wasn't in this ball. You know, by him, both Olamas were, he's acquainted with both Olamas. He says, what are you doing here? So he told them that I was missing a couple of pennies to pay the Balas Achsanya. And the two bachurim that were malav me promised me to take care of it, and they never took care of it. And I went up to the din, and then Baruch Hashem, I made it with the chlorid din to Gan Eden. But because I was missing those couple of pennies I didn't pay back, they don't want to let me into Gan Eden. But they did allow me to come back, and yes, that it should be taken care of. Damage they allowed me to do. So Chaim promised me to take care of it, and the bachur went back to where he was. But a heichan advar makim, a person can have a perfect, pass the din up there for a couple of pennies, chas v'shalom, we could be sent down. So that's what the Torah tells us over here. If you're a man of the Dayonim and you do what you're supposed to do, so the Gam Kol Hamazal Mekoymai Yovei B'Sholem, their final resting place comes, it'll be an Emesdik, a final resting place. There's not going to have to be coming back as a Gilgul. Says Bahidish Ashlishi with Sesbane Yishomi Eretz Mitzrayim, they came to Midbar Sinai. By Yisum Refidim, they traveled from Refidim. By Yavoyu Midbar Sinai, by Yachanu by Midbar, they camped in the Midbar. By Yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. When the Kotzki was a little boy, he once came back from Cheder. His father asked him, "What did you learn in Cheder today?" So he told him, "We learned this pasuk, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar." He said, "My Rebbe taught that the nation camped opposite the mountain, facing the mountain." He said, "But I taught differently. They camped by the mountain with their backs to the rest of the world. The Rebbe taught they were facing the mountain. I taught their backs were to the rest of the world." Bir HaDvarim, by Kabbalah HaTorah, they totally separated themselves from the rest of the Olam, from any hashpah of the Goyim, from the hashpah of the Mitzriim, from the Gashmis, the Gashbois of the Bria. Kabbalah HaTorah was totally turning their backs to the rest of the world. And that's really a lima to all of us. You know, we want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to forget about the Mishigasim that go on in the world. There's so many Mishigasim going on. You know, in politics, which is supposedly a more kosher venue that people follow. But the Pirei Odom that are involved in politics today, it's mind-boggling. You know, best thing is, as much as possible, their backs are to the world, our faces to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, it has to be our backs to the world. That's what the Kuska types when he was a little boy. I saw another pshat, the Sefer HaPiryon. Rosh Lame Gansri brings down a beautiful pshat, B'Shem Rav Nosson Adler, Zechit Zadim, the Kodesh Lebracha. It says, Vayichan Shom Yisroel Neged Ahar. It says, Ki Yadua Zok Rav Nosson, that the Eitz Ahar is compared to a mountain. The Gemara says in Besech the Sukkah Daphne and Beis, Losavavavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Eitz Ahar. And Tzadikim, the Yitzhar, is going to appear like a mountain, and to Rishon, it'll be like a little fly. So the Yitzhar is compared to a mountain. And the Yitzhar wants nothing more than to cause pirut, to cause friction between members of Klal Yisrael, to break the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. That's by him a tremendous accomplishment. Because when there's a lack of Achdus, that's the beginning of the downfall of Klal Yisrael. So it's Teich Rav Nosson Adler. Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Vayichan Zloshin Yochid, Neu Misachet, Ki Ish Echad B'Lei V'Echad, Neged Ahar, opposite the wishes of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah wants nothing more than to separate us. There should be a lack of Achdus. Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Neged Ahar, Neu Misachet, camping B'Loshin Yochid, opposite, direct opposite of what the Yetzirah wants. Those are from Nosson Adler. Vayanu Kolom Yachtov. And the whole nation answered together, Vayomru, Kol Asher Diber Hashem, Nase. Whatever Hashem spoke, we will do. Vayoshev Moshe Divrei Ha'om El Hashem. And Moshe, he brought back the words of the nation to Hashem. The simple pshat is that Moshe was a mediator between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Hashem gave over the message to Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael whatever he had to say. Klal Yisrael said, Nasis, Hashem brought back the message to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the simple pshat. Rabbi Tzel of Elozhener, in the Sefer, Pech Kodesh, he says a different pshat, Al Pi Marshall. He says there was a fellow that, he was a peasant, they used to deal with cows, with sheep, with animals. And he had a son that used to help him out in the Malach. The son was not from the biggest Chachomim. And at the same time, he was not from the smallest shaitim. He wasn't from the brightest people in the world. He was at an age where people were responding to Redim Shidduchim. So a shatchan comes to him, to Redim Shidduch. He said, I have a girl for you. I have a stick of Bas Yisrael. She comes from a Tayyidika family. She wants a Talmud Chacham. That's going to be able to sit and learn. What do you do? So he says, well, in the morning I take care of that herd of cows over there, and in the afternoon I take care of that herd of cows over there. So Shatkin right away saw that this is not what the girl wants, you know. So he said, okay, thank you very much, and he left. The father overheard this conversation. So he goes over to his son, what are you telling that for? You know, you want a good shidduch, you have to tell him you're being Isaac and Shas and Paiskin. You have to tell him you're finishing your day with such and such, you know. That's what you have to say. Don't say you're busy with the cows. You let me get a shidduch that way. Fine. So a while later, another Shatkin comes. And he comes to him and he says, you know, I have a girl, I find a girl. What do you do? He said, oh, I'm busy in finishing Shas and Paiskin. And I'm ready to take a bechina on your day. I already took a bechina on. I already have yod and yod, you know, whatever. Fine and dandy. Shatkin was no fool. He takes a look at this guy in his peasant's outfit. He said, what? You're a day of Choshen Mishpat. The guy doesn't even know what it is, you know, let alone have learned it, you know. So it's a maisa. He says, by me is another borrower that the father must have fed him these lines. You know, he himself has no idea what he's talking about. And he just walked away and didn't take it seriously. Dr. Mitzvah of Petterberg, the Moshe Rabbeinu, he comes and he delivers a message to Klal Yisrael. Batenti Yuli, Mamlechus Kainin, Goy Kodosh, Bisimli Zgula, very high, lofty ideas. Right away, Klal Yisrael says, Kol Shadib Rashem, Nasa, we will do. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what? What in the world is going on over here? This nation that was giving me a hard time, every two steps of the way, they're complaining against Hashem. What happened to them all of a sudden that these lofty ideas that are beyond them, they say, Nasa? I understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the words in their mouth. That's the only eitz over here. What could have happened? Right? Kol Shadib HaShem Nasa. The Melech state in Pasuk by Yosher Moshe's Dibri HaOmel HaShem. Moshe Rabbeinu was Miyachas, the answer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This must be Hashem's doing. He must have put the words in their mouth. You know, he understood on his own that it's at themselves. There's Zichron not yet holding on that Madrega. It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the words in their mouth. As I saw it brought down, first, one of the Rabbi Yosef Berger puts out a weekly sheet on the parasha. So he commented, Sali Dvarim Kal V'Chaimru, Madach, when the Yidden said Nasa, it wasn't by their own volition, it was Hashem put the words in their mouth. And Afal P.K. Mitoich that Nasa, look how much Klal Yisrael gained because of it. We gained the Torah, we gained the mitzvahs. A whole way of life is different than the rest of the world. The schar that we get for that is infinitely, infinite schar. So can you imagine when a person makes a conscious decision on his own without having anybody put the words in his mouth? Can you imagine how much schar he's going to get for that? Kal v'chaimer, ben benoishel, kal v'chaimer, how much infinite schar we will get for making the decision on our own. The Aseres HaDivris state, Zohar Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadshei. Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. By the Luchos Shniyos, it says, Shomer Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadshei. Safeguard Shabbos in order to sanctify it. So Chazal say in the Mechilta that this was a nace that happened. Shomer V'Zohar B'Divur Echad Namru. The word Shomer and the word Zohar, remember Shabbos, sanctify Shabbos. Hashem said them both in one deeper. Something that a regular human mouth cannot utter and a human ear cannot hear. And here there was a nace, Zohar v'shomer b'dibur echad nem. So the first ask a kasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make a nace in vain. There has to be a tachlis for the nace. So what was the purpose of saying Zohar v'shomer b'vas achas, mamash at the very same moment? So the Dumna Magid says a very nice pshat. He says there are people that would like to split the Zohar from the Shomer, the Hang. A poor person, very easy for him to be Mekayim the Shomer, keep Shabbos, the Isurim of Shabbos. He doesn't have much business, he doesn't have much Malacha. So Shabbos, you know, it's not difficult for him to keep Shabbos. Right? The Shomer is not hard for a poor person. The Zohar, the Chabdeyu, B'Kshus Nekia, with food, with Matan, that's difficult for him. So he would either love to have the Shomer, the Zohar he finds difficult. The rich man Lahepa, the Zohar is Gevaldi. He has plenty of money, he can spend it on food, all kinds of delicacies, but all things. The Shomer is difficult for him. He has Asokim, he has businesses. Shabbos all of a sudden, close all the businesses, keep my computer closed, the phone is off, the whole Shabbos. It's very difficult for him. So, but that the Torah says, Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad namar, you can't split one from the other. So it's an address to the rich person. Not only should you be mekayim the Zachar, you have to be mekayim the shamar also, close yourself off from all asachim. In addition to that, you should support the ani so that he should also be able to be mekayim the Zachar. There's no splitting the Zachar from the shamar. B'dibur echad namar. Everybody has to be mekayim equally. Right, so the rich person, in addition to being mekayim the Zachar, he has to be meisa nefesh for the shamar. But he also has to see to it that he supports the ani, that he should be able to be mekayim the Zachar as well. Shamar b'zachar, b'dibur echad namar. Good job.